Harper Audio presents Duchess by Night by Eloisa James. Performed by Susan Duerden. Prologue. Justice by Duchess. December 15, 1783. Shire Court, the Duchy of Barrow. Honourable Reginald Truder presiding.
I didn't mean to marry both of them.
The problem, said the Duchess, leaning forward, is not marrying twice, but marrying a second husband while the first is still alive.
Well, I didn't want Avery to die,
Loveday Billing explained.
I just wanted to marry John, that's all. I couldn't stop myself. I was that tired and lonely, and he sat with me of an evening.
The judge snorted, and Loveday thought he might have woken up, but then he started snoring again. The Duchess of Barrow had very kind eyes, but she shook her head at Loveday. You're already married to Avery, that is, Mr. Moseley, when you married John. Loveday hung her head.
Avery left me 3 years ago, she said. I didn't know as how he wanted me any more, because he said I was stupider than a sow in springtime.
The Duchess had a quiet sort of prettiness about her, like a preacher's wife. Her gown was black, but it had a shine to it. Her hair was lovely too, looped and frilled and ruffed over her head, the way fine ladies did those days. And her eyes were so forgiving that Loveday suddenly felt like telling the truth. It was as if she were a youngster back in her mother's kitchen having stolen a cake.
I ain't really married to Avery Moseley, she said.
Out of the corner of her eye, she saw Avery swing up.